Fairbanks Judge Douglas Blankenship ruled this afternoon that Republican U.S. Senate candidate Joe Miller's lawsuit against the State Division of Elections should be heard in Juneau. Blankenship said it's too inconvenient for the state to be involved in a case in Fairbanks. Blankenship did not decide whether Senator Lisa Murkowski could intervene in the case. Miller had this reaction to the latest chapter in the fight over Alaska's Senate campaign.
From our perspective, I think the court was very conscientious in his review of the file, recognizing that there are serious issues that are likely to be resolved in this case. We certainly don't want to hold up the process. We're going to work, as aggressively as what we would have worked in Fairbanks and Juneau, and we look forward to getting a fair hearing there as well.
Miller filed his case in Fairbanks and said he had wanted the case to be heard there for a variety of reasons.
This is where I reside. This is where I think a lot of voters are very concerned about the outcome. Obviously, a plurality of voters in the Fairbanks North Star Borough supported our candidacy. But the judge made a well-balanced decision based upon the state's argument that because there may be a need for ballot review, that there may be a need for other issues relating that require some sort of factual resolution, that it would be appropriate to have the proceeding.
Miller's suit alleges state elections officials broke Alaska law by accepting some write-in ballots that had rival candidate Murkowski's name misspelled on them. Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell and the State Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai have stated that voter intent is the driving factor in accepting a write-in ballot as valid. Murkowski has declared victory in her write-in campaign with a more than 10,000 vote lead over Miller, a total that includes more than 8,000 ballots contested by Miller's observers. But Miller says he thinks he can pick up some extra votes if the court side with him.
The circus that we saw in Juneau over the last several weeks was a result of a changing standard. It was a standard that was not clearly set out at the very beginning. We saw the change in the way that ballots were treated throughout the process. Our concern initially, of course, was that we were not able to assemble a team in an orderly fashion. We had the movement of the date from the 18th to the 10th. And we know for a fact that there are ballots that ended up going into the unchallenged category that, in fact, should have been in the contested category.
Miller is seeking to block certification of the general election, which elections officials had hoped to certify today. Miller told reporters in Fairbanks today that he wants a recount.
We had a machine count of our ballots that did not capture all of the ballots that may have been cast for Joe Miller. She had a hand count, which included ballots that were not counted by machines. So when you're talking about less than 1% of the uncontested vote, I think it would be silly at this point to stand back and say, oh, we aren't going to pursue this.
Miller is also contesting Murkowski's intervention in the suit. Attorneys for Miller say only the state can deal with enforcement of state law.